You changed your name to Latrine? Yeah, it used to be Shit House.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley. We're here finally after some trouble from the internet. We are all here.
River City.
Mr. Eric Rice is here.
The internet is not happy.
The internet is not happy.
Never happy.
And I'm not happy with the internet right now. We're fighting.
No.
Aww.
I'm not fighting with Casey Caso though. Not this week.
Kitties.
Titties.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. And back from jury duty. Did you see Pauly Shore, Mr. Michael Gaines?
No.
Did you see the Weasel?
No.
Oh. Do you have any hilarious stories?
Hilarious.
Are you allowed to talk about it?
No. Oh, well, I can't talk about the case specifically. Well, I didn't do my cute little opening.
Oh, I'm sorry. Starman Eric Rice, what the fuck? Starman Michael Gaines is here.
With a capital T, that rhymes with P, that stands for pool.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's because you screwed the whole thing up.
I did. I screwed the whole thing up. I did really screw that up. All right. How was jury duty? Tell us a funny story.
God, it was terrible.
Is it ever good?
Here's the thing. Everybody talks about how jury duty is bad. It's the idea of being on a jury itself is quite interesting. The problem is that you get this summons that says you need to be here at this time on this date, and if you have anything important to do, it doesn't matter. You got to come in anyway. I think unless you're
civic
dead
duty.
or if you're going to take a vacation, that's it. So, of course, I go because I have to.
It's your civic duty.
I work well. I mean, the thing is, it's like, you know, you hate it, but you do it because you have to. Because
you're not a communist.
Right, that too. And I work from home, and so what I was thinking was, I would do jury duty, and then I would go home and work, and then it wouldn't be a problem. So, I'm going to cut out a lot of the really boring details, but there was a lot of waiting.
What? That's crazy.
A lot of waiting and sitting around doing nothing. They put us in an overflow room, which it was a courtroom.
They never do that.
No. They put us in a courtroom, and even though court itself was not in session, and we were using it as a waiting room because there were so many jurors, they wouldn't allow us to use our phones.
No.
Because you're not allowed to have electronic devices in a courtroom that are on. So we're like, there's no court in session. What can we turn on our phones while we're sitting here doing nothing? Because we know there are a lot of people that didn't bring books or magazines because we expected to be in the normal waiting room.
Because we have just phones. Make angry prospective jurors after being there 5 hours with nothing to do.
So
would
so
you say they, 12?
And
years?
Then yeah. Then they move us to this other building, and then we have to sit there and wait. And then they call people, and then they have to be interviewed. If you know the process, is that they interview the jurors to make sure that they're a good fit for the jury. This went on for about 4 hours. And I go home. I can't get any work done with family and things that I got to do. I just couldn't get any work done. So the next day, I said, I have a problem with a 6 to 8 day trial because I have a deadline of October 31st for this next app that I'm writing, and I can't. I'm not getting paid for sitting here.
And yeah, also, the Jews are behind everything.
I didn't say that.
And then they're like, "Okay, you can go."
The judge was actually really cool about the whole thing. He says he's actually like on my side. He says, "So you're telling me that by being here, it's a financial burden for you." And I said, yes. He says, okay, you're excused.
Wow.
But the thing is like, I wanted to be on the jury. I wanted to go through the process of sitting on a jury and all that. But
We know.
This is not the right time for me to do it because I've got all this work to do.
Uh-huh.
All right, so...
When would be the right time?
It would be nice if they said you're...
You could be on a murder case when it happens in a year.
No, it'd be nice if they allowed you to pick your own time or something. But of course, they can't do that because then people would say, "Well, I don't want to be around in the middle of December, and I don't want to be around in January or
January." Right.
Vacation.
Yeah. So they make you go, and I can understand that, but at the same time, the way that the economy is working, people are out of work and looking for jobs. People like me that are now working from home. It's not like the last time I was on jury duty, I was on salary. So I could just say, well, I'm on jury duty and I don't have to worry about getting paid.
Right. Now, don't they pay you anyway? Don't they pay you for that?
Yeah, $5.
Yeah.
A day?
$5 a day.
Score.
How is that? How is that even compensation at all?
Here's anywhere? $5. Go get yourself something pretty.
Yeah, right.
That's a happy meal.
So I can't talk about the trial.
I'm lucky. I've only been called to, every time I've been called to jury duty, I have either been out of the, I've been moved out of the state as the call came in, or actually in court. That's another way to get out of jury duty. Just be in court a lot.
Oh, I was called once.
There's that too.
They give you like that phone number to call the night before to see if they need you.
Yeah. Or not,
and I didn't have to go.
That knock on wood, time. Of course. You know, the notice will show up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Right. But of course, you know, you plan on going to this thing, and then you don't find out until after 5 o'clock whether or not you have to, which just impedes. Oh, there are people when we were in the normal waiting room before we got to the overflow room. There are people on their phones trying to coordinate their jobs from there. You know, they tell you that they know that it's a hassle, but it's your civic duty, and
it's a privilege.
Yeah, it's a privilege. Yeah, and they say, well, we're the best country in the world. We have the best, you know.
It's not a bug, it's a feature.
Yeah, that's true. But at the same time, it does impede people's lives in a very serious way. And it would be nice if I could say, look, I got a deadline in 2 weeks. I can't do this now. And I don't think that is something that I could have put into my form. So that's why I didn't do it. I had to actually talk to the judge and have him say, you know, you're excused.
A friend of mine, she got called for jury duty like the week that her friend was in town, visiting.
Jesus.
So like the first day she goes in there while they're doing what you did.
Yeah.
And she was just like, I'm not doing this. And so they're like, you know, does anybody have any reasons why they can't be here? Blah, 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 whatever. I don't know how they stated exactly, but so she's like, I have a problem. I have a problem with alcohol. they're just like, all right, well, I need to talk to you in my chambers then. And so she had to go there and be like, yeah, I like wake up and need to drink.
But you see, that's so, dangerous because they could put you in a program.
Well, he suggested that she get in a program. But she didn't have to go to jury duty.
Here's the thing.
I wouldn't recommend doing that one, but, you know.
There are two people on the jury that were comical. One was comic book guy.
Right. So worst trial ever.
No, really, he was comic book guy. So the way that the questionnaire ran was that the judge would say to people, "Well, we answered a questionnaire, and he says, did you answer certain questions a certain way?" And you would say which numbers, and he interviewed you about them. Then he went into tell me about you, what you do, and stuff, because they want to know whether or not
what are your hobbies, what do
you hate. You know, guns Blacks? Or something like that. Yeah, no.
You were totally going to say that.
No. Well, no.
But that's, I mean, that is something that they
love guns.
But anyway, comic book guy, you know, they go to juror 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, they go down the row in the seats. They get to this one guy and he says, Mr. You know, Bob, or I don't know what his name was. And he goes, okay, well, I work at blah, blah, blah. And he's just like, and the judge is like, how about this? Let's try it my way. I'll ask the questions and you answer them. And everybody just laughed. Then there was a woman I couldn't understand half the stuff she was saying because she was speaking so low. But she got out somehow by saying that she can't pay attention much or something. I don't know.
Speaking of not paying attention.
I don't know what she said. I wasn't paying attention. I couldn't even hear most of what she was saying. But
she's a mumbler.
She was a mumbler. So I think that she just got excused because
she was a mumbler.
She was the lawyers have the ability to tell. It was, the whole thing was just comical.
Have you ever
in that sense? What?
Oh, did you have something else to say about it?
No, that was it.
I was going to say I'm sorry. Where's you going? I was just going to tell you. I have one kind of court story. When I lived in Pittsburgh, my friend and I, we worked at the newspaper. We worked late, so we got out of there at like whatever, midnight or one or something. And usually it was like go close up the bar and then go home or whatever. But one night we're like, you know what we should do? We should go to night court and just sit in there. And we went to night court, and it's nothing like the TV show. However, it is a little bit like that because there was no one else sitting in there watching what was going on. And the judge was so happy that we were in there. He was explaining everything to us in between. Like when people, you know, the people would come in, they were usually like in a fight or something. And one chick was like clearly a hooker of some sort. And, you know, someone would come in, they'd do the thing, fine, whatever, go to jail. Then it'd be like 10 minutes between the next person. And he would be like, so what I did there was, and he'd, you know, explain the whole thing to just me and my buddy sitting there. We were a little bit buzzed too because we did go to the bar first. And it was like, this is awesome. But no bull, Shannon.
No. Well, anyway, it was an interesting experience. I would actually want to do it on my terms, and not theirs.
So would everybody.
Yeah.
Do you know? I know. There's never a convenient time to do jury duty. There really isn't.
Because, the only way for that to get in court on your terms is to commit a crime.
It's like Cave Johnson goes to jury duty.
You know who I am? I'm Cave Johnson. I'm going to burn your house down with the lemon. No. There is never a convenient time.
No, probably.
There's always, people have jobs, and the judge was even saying that there are some cases that will take, not this one, but there are some cases that could take 6 to 8 weeks. I'm thinking, who can afford that?
Well, you can't be at least penalized. I mean, you know, if you're a freelancer, okay, that's a different thing, really. Yeah. But you can't, I don't think, legally be penalized.
No, from your employer.
If you're salaried. If you're a freelancer or a consultant.
I think even in some places, if you're hourly, you can get compensation for it.
I don't even know.
It depends on your benefits, but.
Yeah. But I work from home, so I.
Yeah, freelancers, no.
Yeah, I depend on being here. I can't. And the thing is like I came home and I got lunch and I got a boatload of work done. I mean, it's and it was funny because you know when you have a job, you just do your job and you say, okay, I did a lot today. I thought back like around 4 o'clock. If I was still there, I would not have been able to do any of this today at all.
Yeah,
and that's why I felt that I really made the right decision to talk to the judge because. The way things are going with the deadline looming, I couldn't get anything done. So,
all right. Well, congratulations on getting out of that.
Thank you.
well, speaking of crimes, I guess this is a crime so much. Steven Seagal is a crime.
You're going to talk about RoboCop news.
No. We'll get to that maybe next. I'm not sure where we should talk about the Downer story, but maybe later. So Steven Seagal sat down with HDNet for something or other, and he just... I didn't watch this promo. Apparently, it's a 30-second promo. It says, in this 30-second promo, we learn Steven Seagal thinks Michael Jai White is not tough or a martial artist. Same for Chuck Norris. He knows the real story behind the Iran-Contra affair. That this is the best one. Oh, well, he used to be friends with Jackie Chan, but not anymore. That's not the best one. He said he has possibly killed people. He deserved Al Gore's Academy Award and Nobel Peace Prize, but he was too ahead of his time. Okay. So here's the best one. Let me get down to it here. He knows that Brandon Lee was killed, like murdered.
Wow.
Well, I think we all know that he was killed.
No. He knows he was killed with a real bullet.
And well, we all know that as well.
Well, no, I think he was saying that it wasn't an accident.
Well, it's pretty freaking obvious.
This is what he says. When Brandon was killed like that, this is what he says. They called me a few minutes after it happened, and they said, we think that he's dead, but the guy shot a blank at him. How could he be dead? He's dying. And I said, you will find a projectile in him. You will find a bullet in him. They said,
thank you, time traveler.
They said, that can't be. You're crazy. And they called me in the morning and said, you're amazing because they found a bullet in him. And I could go through the whole story and explain what really happened and that most people don't know. But the long and the short is that Brandon passed like that. I didn't sleep for 3 or 4 days. It reminded me too much of certain things. What? Captain Vague? What things?
Does he know anything about OJ?
Yeah, right? What's the whole story? How did he know?
Why did they call him?
This whole thing is ridiculous.
Call Steven Seagal, quick.
What are we supposed to do now?
Steven Seagal will tell us what to do.
I had some problems with YouTube earlier. I got it fixed because I called Steven Seagal.
I was going to say.
Ooh, is he the new Chuck Norris?
No.
If he ate Chuck Norris.
Actually, a lot of people do hate Chuck Norris.
Well, I said if he ate him, but yes.
Oh, ate.
Yeah. He says he doesn't like Chuck Norris, though, I guess. So I don't know.
Whatever. Maybe it's political. There's an election coming up, so it's like,
oh, yeah. Did we watch the debates yesterday?
3 weeks. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. Yeah. Do you think that the memes are grasping for something now with like the binder thing and everything?
I had to look that up because I'm like, I mean, I thought I heard it and I wasn't really paying a close attention to Twitter. I'm like, binders are women? What? Yeah. And I read it and I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, sometimes the Big Bird thing totally got.
Yeah, that's right? Funny.
That was funny. Binders are women. I'm like, oh, okay. Somebody out there been reading too many Malcolm Gladwell books and decided, let's just make the tipping point happen right here. I mean, yeah, I guess it's funny for like a minute, but it didn't ring like here we are grading memes, right? It didn't hit like the Big Bird one did.
No.
You know.
Yeah. Well, here's something that'll hit you. They're making more Ernest movies. Remember Ernest Goes to Places? Ernest.
Are they really?
Oh, Junior. Yes. Son of Ernest now.
Oh, so much better.
Because those were such gold mines. We can't let it slip away.
Wait, who would be playing his son?
Does it matter?
Well, let me see. I don't know if it says here exactly.
Yes and no.
It doesn't say in this article, I don't think. Or I'm not seeing it anyway. Yeah. I don't really think there's anything else to say. Ernest P. Warren.
That's it? That's all you have to say?
Well, yeah, no. I mean, what?
What more could you say about it?
Yeah, that? I don't really know.
When you think about it.
After they bring that back, they're going to bring back Weekend at Bernie's.
They should. Somebody should remake that.
They'll have his son, and then he'll be dead, and then they'll just drag him around.
That'd be funny.
I thought the son of Ernest was Larry the Cable Guy.
I don't know.
No? I mean, he's got that whole catchphrase and everything. They're making, I think they may have already made it. So you're familiar with the parody pornos that people are doing now?
Yes.
They do. Yep. They did like Star Wars parody. They did Big Lebowski. Maybe. I didn't ask if you were in it. I just said if you're familiar with it.
You may have knowledge of that.
Well, they've been getting some really good production value. And there's a trailer for Superman versus Spider-Man, which is not that doesn't make any sense, but it's a porn parody. And I'm watching this trailer, which is on YouTube because they don't have any nudity in it, and it is a porn parody. The like special effects in it, it looks like it might be better than the Amazing Spider-Man that came out over the summer.
No, really?
Dude, did you see that Pirates of the Caribbean one? Not bad.
I didn't see that one. I did see the Big Lebowski one. It was pretty
funny. Neither did I, but yeah.
Sure.
If you want to do a segment each week on porn reviews, by all means. We'll fire up
Twip.
Twip. Oh,
I'm sure that there are people that have thought of that already.
I think Leo Laporte is already doing that.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah, with all his screen grabs of sexy text to Lisa.
Leo Laporte, let another one slip. And at this point, it's like, look, we all know.
We get it.
I guess maybe
fucking.
He's just like, there's nothing to be ashamed of anymore.
Anyway. He really isn't. Like, he totally divulges everything in his life. Yeah, I don't think he really like cares what happens, you know, or what personal issues are aired on.
But like, they're from her saying like, I want you inside me. Do you think she cares?
No, that's true. That's true. That's more
that's a kind of a I think she would be more embarrassed.
True.
Because it's
at the same time, like, she has to know it's Leo Laporte.
It's Leo Laporte, who I don't want to picture in any sort of position where that is happening. And, you know, nice guy, great guy, but, you know, let's face it. Not my
what
type.
What are you trying to say? You would
not my type. I'm saying I do not want him inside me. That's all I'm saying.
All right, Lisa, you're safe.
I don't know where to go from here.
There's no segue at all.
Guess that means it's time for
this week in RoboCop news.
RoboCop news. This week in RoboCop news.
All right.
Wrap up the music. I'm turning into Zombo.
I didn't know you were doing
the mysteries of the world.
A bumper. No.
In RoboCop news.
I can't count on you to have it ready.
Awesome.
After last week, I had it all ready.
Yeah, you had one chance. You're already fired.
You had like four chances. I'll tell you what. You can do the outro music. Get that ready.
No,
I didn't
get it ready.
I don't want to do it now. This week in RoboCop news, RoboCop now has a motorcycle.
Yeah.
He's all grown up.
This movie's going to suck. They're just all this little stuff coming out bit by bit. Oh, and he bought a new pair of, you know,
robot underpants.
Right.
Yeah. And he RoboCop has like one glove. It's Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah. It's just so slowly. And he made some tea.
RoboCop. Well, yeah, and there's a sales poster that confirms the new design that came out. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really confirm much of anything other than that he's black. Like, it's a black suit.
Were you gonna say it only confirms that he's black?
I almost said that he's black.
I'm like, no.
Well, I mean, it mostly is.
He's back, and this time he's black. He's from the streets.
Detroit. Is that racist? I don't know. And the whole movie is being pushed back to the 2014 now.
Yeah, February 2014. Which makes me worried.
Which is why are they making sales posters? They got like over a year to fucking do that.
No. Year and a half. I mean, it's at the point now where you just think, well, who cares?
Yeah.
2014.
They have to do a lot more rain testing, evidently.
They want to make sure the bike works in the rain.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe all this stuff that they're leaking out is not real. It's taking so long because they're filming it twice.
They've got Peter Weller in the back. They're really filming it with Peter Weller. Surprise!
And then like true silver suit, not the Batman suit. Yeah. Did you have any other RoboCop news, or was that all we had?
No, just the delay, and you already saw the motorcycle thing, so that's it.
No, and the motorcycle doesn't look like anything special, really.
No, it doesn't. That's the sad part.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. They slapped like a Detroit Police sticker on the side and called it a day.
And now it's RoboChopter.
Yeah, the RoboChopter.
What the hell's a chopter?
It was supposed to be Chopper, and then a T got in there.
Oh. It's Zed's chopper, baby.
Who's Zed?
The dead baby. All right. You're not gonna do it.
Am I doing the outro?
You said you didn't want to do it. I can play this again.
And this concludes this week in RoboCop news.
All right. Painful as always. You want to do space? Oh, let's do one more geek thing. So Joss Whedon's doing the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show now. I think we talked about that before. And they're bringing Agent Coulson back for that, so maybe they're like prequels or something?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, he was saying that they weren't going to have anything to do with the movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's except for this part. Now. Yeah.
Now, is the same dude going to play him?
Coulson? Yeah. Probably. He's become such like an internet celebrity.
Really?
Yeah, like there's more fanfic and shit on him like than any of the other characters.
Oh boy.
Suddenly he's just been co-opted by this.
Do you want to do a fanfic segment this week? No.
This week in fanfic. Casey's fanfic corner.
It says it isn't clear how they will reintroduce Coulson, a seemingly dead but maybe not character. But Weekend at Bernie's scenarios will continue to mention.
Oh, no.
We can bring him back.
So,
the $6 million Coulson.
Oh, no. I'm surprised they haven't done something with that. Remember when they tried to do the Bionic Woman TV show a few years back?
Kevin Smith did. Yeah. Kevin Smith did a comic book of the $6 million man.
Nah, I mean like a movie or a show or something.
Well, yeah, that I agree with. You know why? Because we have RoboCop.
Oh.
If you think about it, RoboCop is essentially an updated version of the $6 million man. It's the only difference is that $6 million man still had a soul. And RoboCop,
and he made that sweet noise when he jumped.
Yeah.
Well, remember when they tried to do the Bionic Woman a few years back?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That was
too great effect.
That was terrible.
I watched the first 10 or 15 minutes. I said, this is terrible.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why they're not doing a $6 million man. Yeah. We're going to skip the troll stuff. However, I think we can talk space news. You want to talk space news?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's right. Red Bull.
Oh, yeah, that too.
That too.
I was going to say, I think starting tonight or maybe yesterday, there's the Orionids are happening.
Yeah, which are shower. Like
leftovers from Halley's Comet or something. No, I read that. It's something to do with
sloppy seconds.
No, it was just the way you said it that was funny. That's all.
Oh, should I say Halley's Comet?
No.
Halley's Comet?
The comet that only comes every 50 million years.
I think there's a porno parody of this.
No,
that's the tagline.
Yeah, so somebody did a free for all from space, I think. I heard.
It's true.
I think it's a hoax. I think it's a YouTube hoax, just like the moon landing. See, here's the thing.
There was a great hoax picture of that, by the way. It's a green screen and a ball pit.
Yeah. I didn't see that.
It's out there somewhere. He's like standing on the edge of the capsule and it's all green screen on one side and there's just a ball pit like a few feet below him.
That's pretty funny.
I have to find that.
Austrian daredevil Felix Baumgartner.
Yeah.
2,500 jumps, I guess, that he's already done. So this is like old hat.
So yeah, he's well qualified.
What was cool is that the guy that previously held the record from like 100,000 feet was the guy's like 84. Mm-hmm. Kittinger, whatever his name is, he was the Capcom controller doing the check.
He dove 24 miles.
Yeah, Free fall. 883 miles an hour. And there is a picture, I think, of him breaking the sound barrier with the little cone around him. So he did do that.
And, but he didn't go faster than the speed of light.
No.
No. That's next year. David Blaine will do that one.
Oh, God.
By the way, did you see any of his thing? His latest magic trick deal?
No, I heard about
it. Oh, no.
He essentially, so I don't know. I don't know anything about it other than what I watched. And from what I could tell, like the gag, the trick was that he was being jolted with millions of volts of electricity, like constantly for I don't even know how long he was standing up there. But you look at him and it's like he's clearly just like wearing Faraday cage. Like he's not there. Like they put children in these things. Like he's not even doing it. Anything. He's like he's in an insulated suit with chainmail and then like a cage around his head and like the coils are shooting electricity to the cage, which is like. Yeah, okay. What's the gag? What's the trick? Is the thing I'm supposed to be impressed with is that you're standing up there for so long? Cuz that's that could take some, like I ain't stand up there for 24 hours. Yeah. I think David Blaine's running out of tricks.
You know the thing is that after somebody jumps out of a spaceship and falls to Earth, David Blaine is like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, he's been like that, like his whole buried alive and all his tricks are just.
I had more really fun tricks. Watching the David Blaine parody guy.
I was just thinking of that.
What the F, David Blaine?
What the F, David Blaine? I'm peeing. Jeebus. Yeah.
That is good. Those guys are good.
It's good.
All right. So, space. Back to space. We found a planet.
Space. We found an Earth-sized planet around Alpha Centauri B. The reason why this is such a big deal is because Alpha Centauri is only 4 light years away. So even
and
though
we all
don't
sound awesome saying that shit. Did you hear about the planet they found over in Alpha Centauri? Bitch, please, I know.
I know people in Alpha Centauri. My cousin lives over there.
I'm telling you. I want to do Tracy Morgan for some reason.
It's not habitable. It's Earth-sized, but it's not. Should I do that?
Earth-size is the best size.
My dad was from Alpha Centauri.
I got a cousin that lives in Alpha Centauri. I'm telling you. That was the worst Tracy Morgan. Yeah. We're sticking to water.
We're all pretty bad. I think we're bordering on racism now.
I just had to mute myself while I sneezed. The planet, they say the planet is 2200 degrees Fahrenheit and probably molten lava. So if you're looking for a good place to have a lightsaber fight with your best friend, that would be the place to do it.
Turn your buddy into a hot dog today.
It's already been called Mustafar.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding about that.
But it was been called the Mustafar by you.
In the Gaines household.
Or Gallifrey. Wow.
Gallifrey.
So it's not anything related to Earth other than the same size.
Yeah. No, but it's just it's fascinating that there are so many planets that are being discovered. There were a couple planets that were coming out of the
closet suddenly.
I'm waiting for Planet Week.
This week in New Planets.
There you go. No, there is some amateur astronomers that found new planets recently, and was that the Tatooine one?
Did that on Google Earth. Didn't somebody just like accidentally discover there's some like hella illegal geoengineering off the coast of Canada?
What? Just,
like tooling around? Yeah, somebody's taking all this crap to make plankton blooms happen. They're dumping all this crap and geoengineering. And they noticed this whole deposits of stuff in the ocean, hundreds of miles, you know. And they're like, hey, check this out. Some illegal activity going on that's, you know, geoengineering.
Did we talk about that group that's drilling through the crust to get to the mantle?
No, that was a Doctor Who episode, wasn't it?
That wasn't real life.
Well, it was.
No, it was real life. No, I wrote about it for work is what it was.
Is this real life?
No one's ever drilled through the however many miles of crust of the Earth to get to the mantle. So
to get it to its nougaty center.
So, yes, the squishy middle. Or till we find the mole people that live down there.
Yes.
Hilarious. Why do you think we're discovering so many planets suddenly?
Well, we have the equipment now. Now we know what to look for. Before
tech.
Now we know what they look like.
Within a window of...
Wait a minute.
We didn't know planets were round.
How can we watch stuff from around the world immediately now? What is this? What do you mean?
No, I mean, I understand.
People in France live?
Sometimes it just takes like a snap. Like, if I remember correctly, within the window of 3 years, face tracking technology and webcams was some serious space shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, bam, $49.95 from Logitech.
Yeah, right? I guess.
So it sometimes it just happens because it's like, we figured it out, got it.
Yeah.
I mean, I get like NASA or whatever finding some stuff.
As long as someone's not being a dick about the technology and like suing someone or whatever for it.
Or copyright violations. I mean, right. How?
We're patenting the shit.
We cured cancer, DMCA takedown, fuckers.
As long as it's not, what's that group that we don't like now? The DS, wait a minute, DS2DIO?
Yeah.
Or is it D5? DS. Yeah.
Whatever. Why?
I don't know. They claim copyright violation on this show, which is just like three or four heads every week.
Well, just to be clear, on the video portion,
yeah,
because this is still an audio podcast, but we do it live so we can just have it up on YouTube and whatever.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
So they can take our video, but they'll never take our audio.
So it's like three or four heads, and somebody files a copyright complaint against someone's head.
I hate when that happens.
Here's what I think happened is that some automated system caught a soundbite on this episode, which was from June, and matched it with...
Crap, was I on that?
With something.
No.
With something else.
It's because I wasn't on there. It was an anti-Casey takedown.
So it was either a false positive... Or maybe somebody was just a little bit overzealous and actually flagged it. The problem, and I wrote about this on Google+, is that the problem is that it doesn't tell you the time code of where the violation happened. Mm-hmm. It just takes it offline. It tells you, what did it say? It's like, if you want to get rid of this immediately, then delete the video. Otherwise, you're just going to have to wait for your appeal.
Yeah, it's like your account is in violation or I forget what the wording is. But
which is BS because... We're just sitting here talking, and now all of a sudden, Robot Underpants is flagged for copyright violation, which may not happen, may not have happened, and there's no immediate recourse. There's no way to say, no, this is not true, because at this time code, which they don't give you, it's just something else.
Yeah. It said, as a result... of someone flagging, your account has been penalized and is not in good standing. Deleting this video will remove the penalty due to this claim. But I didn't tell you how long that will take. It doesn't... I mean, there is a button to say this is a false claim, but again, who knows how long that takes. I mean, someone's going to have to watch that hour show.
But that's the thing. If you click that button, you say this is a false claim without actually knowing exactly where supposed violation happened, then you could be wrong for hitting that button.
Well, I'm going to have to go sit there and watch the hour-long video and see if there's anything that, you know, maybe, who knows, maybe one of us, I don't know, it's unlikely because we never do it, but maybe somebody pulled up a screen share of something, I don't know. I did scrub through it twice, and I did see at one point, like, Annika was, like, flipping around a lightsaber. Like, maybe they thought it was a dance move because this was some kind of dance company that flagged it.
Well, at least that's who we think it is.
No, no, we know that's who it is.
Oh, it is. Because I thought I saw a few other names.
Oh, really?
Some Italian dance DIO or something. And yeah, so they flagged it, but they don't tell us why. And all they do are like dance videos. So unless we're doing Gangnam Style or some crap or something that they own.
No, that's Korea.
We don't dance on this show. Or do we?
That's the after.
And now you never will.
And now you'll never know. No, but seriously, I can't see anything on this show having any copyright violations from a dance move video company.
No, I'll have to watch. Oh, sorry, I'm getting bored with my own show.
Sorry, are we boring you, Langley? Jesus.
Oh.
I woke up early today. I had to get breaks yesterday, so I was up early yesterday too. And this
weekend, Langley hates us.
I don't hate you. Nothing to do with you. But I did find a guy who like meets you with his truck and like changes your brakes in a parking lot.
What?
And it was super cheap, and it took him like 20 minutes, and I was done.
Hey, it's totally fine. I believe it. I used to change my own brakes back when I had a car that I could actually work on by myself. Yeah.
I mean, I after I watched him do it, I'm like, well, shit. He was like, look, I'll show you how to do it.
Do if you're going to do that.
He's like, do it yourself next time. It's really easy. Look, this is all you have to do. I'm like, oh.
He's like, what? He's telling you how to do his job? Yeah. Like,
it's like a doctor going,
I don't want.
it was great.
Because what? Telling one guy and
are going to be coming to him? I got this guy's name from a friend of mine that I worked with, and he told me the same thing. He's like, he'll show you how to do it. So like, I don't.
Fuck repeat business. I don't need your money. Here, do it yourself.
He didn't really seem
because
to care.
Because it'll happen. He'll do it once, and then he'll be like, oh, screw it.
Right.
And then just take him in to get him done again because he doesn't have time.
Right.
He yeah, just wants true. People's virgin money, and that's it.
I don't know. I mean, it was a nice guy. Did it up, like, fast. Didn't charge a whole lot. And I was like, all
it's,
right.
It's like, are I just found out. Breaks? Yeah, I just know, found right? out that my I can change the oil on my car. I just found out I can change
Casey the wins the internet.
I can change the oil on my car easier than any car I've ever owned. I was surprised. I'm like, oh, really? I don't have to do any of the crap that normal oil changes are. It'll take me 2 seconds to change my oil. Yeah, I got the stuff. I'm already 1,000 miles past.
Do you think that they have to change oil in RoboCop?
Probably. But that will be next week.
How long do you think that takes?
No, he's probably air-cooled.
Every once in a while, Casey comes up with something that's really, really funny.
Oh, that's why she's on the show.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
That was good. That was good.
Let's stop while we're ahead. And that's it. That's the end of the show. Right. Thanks for tuning
Please
in.
Please don't take
Just
us down.
Pull the plug.
If you liked this show, you'll probably hate a bunch of other ones that Michael Gaines does.
Flatlining Langley shows.
If you hated this show, then you'll probably like a bunch of them that Michael Gaines does.
This Week in Starman.
Oh, yeah, right. Today I ate a bagel.
In Starman. For breakfast.
This week in Jury Duty.
I think I'll have oatmeal. This week in Jury Duty.
If only.
What am I doing? You and I do a couple things, right? Yeah. We do the Infinite Loop show. We do the next con. No, that's it. I do Who Review with Nicole Wakelin, This Week in Trek with Daryl the Trek Nerd, and World of War. Oh, I also do TGIFU with Nicole and World of Warcast.
Oh, how was Comic-Con?
Oh, my God, let's talk about Comic-Con for 20 minutes.
Sure.
You thought it was over.
If you stuck around this long, here's a surprise for you. You're Comic-Con. Not done yet.
Bonus.
No, Comic-Con was it was really good. I overdid it with the walking, but it was
by walking.
Really, I have to go back to the gym.
What did you do? I just walked. Oh,
no, there was a.
I should have gotten the jazzy.
Did a lot of walk.
Got the rest.
Gym. No, there was.
I should have got the hub around.
Comic-Con this year was far different from last year. All right, so last year the big video game thing was Star Wars Old Republic. Giant booth, lots of people. This year there was a long line for Halo 4, and there was a good group for Colonial Marines, but not nearly as big. And I'm not saying they're bad, because I'm a big, big Halo fan. What is it? Yeah, there just wasn't the big presence of a video game, like giant booth that there was last year. A lot of Doctor Who, a lot less Harry Potter, very little Star Trek, and almost a little more Star Wars as far as cosplaying goes. There was a huge Doctor Who table for DoctorWhoStore.com, and the little girl, Caitlin Blackwood, who played Little Amelia Pond, she was there signing autographs. They had a big life-size Dalek there.
Yeah, because they're everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
They're so easy to get.
The autographs were downstairs this year, and the artists, because they used the entire floor for the main stuff.
Uh-oh. Something bad is happening. We're losing connection here. We'll see if it clears up.
Where's the training annex? In the domed area. That was good. God, I mean, I can go on and on, but I know we just like basically closed the show. So
yeah. Well, I totally forgot.
It was good. It was good. Can't wait to go next year.
Did you see many celebrities?
I saw. Let me see. I saw Mike from Comic Book Men. I saw. Christopher Lloyd was there, but he wasn't sitting at his table when I was down there. I saw Lou Ferrigno, Peter Davidson, who was the fifth
Everybody
doctor.
Everybody sees Lou Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno was just over having some cookies.
Like he was there, but I didn't see him. Sean Astin, the guy who played Malfoy in Harry Potter, right. He was there.
He'll never do anything ever again.
He's a rapper now.
What?
Of course he is.
Man, I hope he raps about being Malfoy. Lots of stuff probably rhymes with that.
But that was it. I mean, it was a lot of fun. I met up with Nicole Wakelin, and we walked around for a bit, and then me and her and some of her friends and our buddy Rob Blatt, we all went to lunch, and then she went off with her friends, and then I hung out with Rob for the rest of the day, and then I went home.
So wait, did you say that you did? Did you meet your Doctor Who?
No, because when I went down there, he was gone. He was on break. Then we went back up, and then I went back, and he was on break again.
What a lazy Doctor Who.
He was just back in time. He was in another dimension.
I thought it was kind of funny that he was sitting next to Christopher Lloyd. I'm like, well, where's DeLorean?
What are they talking about?
I know.
Not time travel, I guarantee it.
Yeah. Let's see what else. Probably 100 other things that I could talk about, but it would take a while.
Sure. That sounds like, that's much bigger names than when I was there. And I looked it up. I was there in 2009, I think.
Yeah.
And like the celebrities I saw, Lou Ferrigno. what's his name? Peter Mayhew was there. But Peter Mayhew was like, he just like brought his own table and stuck it at the end. Like he was just like, what are you going to do? I'm Chewbacca. You're going to tell me to leave and not sign autographs? Yeah, all right, fine. And like I saw Marina Sirtis walking around getting Starbucks.
Yeah.
And that was like it, really. That bald dude from 30 Rock, whose name I can't remember.
Yeah.
I just saw him walking around. Scott somebody, I forget. Is his real name Scott something? And that was really it. Like, there were some other, you know, like the guy who said these aren't the droids we're looking for, like that Stormtrooper dude was there. I mean, they're like...
Seriously?
Yeah. It's like those guys were showing up for stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't anybody say that they were that guy?
Right? Like,
it was me.
Yeah. I was a rebel scum. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. I was Stormtrooper 42.
I'm the Stormtrooper that hit his head.
I was a really tall
Stormtrooper. Like, you know, that guy is probably somewhere signing autographs.
Yeah, I know. With a still of that frame of him hitting his
head. When I went to WonderCon, it was Lou Ferrigno, Peter Mayhew. It was kind of sad, though, because the guy that played Jaws in the Bond movies was there. And he's like so big he can't get around now. Like he was in a hover round, and he still looks pretty much the same. But like he was trying to get out to like go to the bathroom or something, and there's so many people. He was like excuse me, like really quiet, trying to get his hover round through the crowd. And I was just like, oh, this is so sad. This is so depressing. And he was down at the end with Peter Mayhew, who always looks fucking miserable. And then like I saw him outside smoking cigarettes. I've told this story. I saw him outside smoking cigarettes and just being miserable. And I was like, this is horrible. Like, this is, somebody should do a documentary about like what happens with these guys after, you know.
Isn't there one already?
I don't know. Is there?
Seems like there, that would already be a thing.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Get on it, Langley.
Yeah, go do that.
Get on it, Mike. Do a podcast.
The soup Nazi was there too. I did meet the soup Nazi.
Yeah,
there's a few other people, but whatever.
That's I mean, merchandise. There was far less anime this year than I remember. The emphasis seems to be much more on Western culture than Eastern. Like I remember last year, there was a lot of Eastern influences in the and the cosplaying.
And
the
Blizzard people. Was there, of course.
Blizzard was there. Now,
go ahead.
Now, anime is still strong. It's just, I was talking to Nicole about this, and we were walking around. I said, I was very heavily into anime years ago, and it just got too expensive. You would buy a movie here in the United States, like an American film, and it would be $25 on videotape. And this is how long ago it was. You'd buy that same, you'd buy a videotape of a movie from, or a Laserdisc. And it would be like $90 or $100 when movies here were $25 because you have like the import fees and the licensing fees. Because
you gotta smuggle them in somebody's butt.
And the physical media fee.
No, these are official
and...
videos. Oh, okay. I mean, these are like Animego well, titles from years
like,
ago.
Casey, when you said you or when you were at your Comic-Con in San Diego, you commented that like the bigger the people were, the less clothing they were wearing.
Yes.
Right. Well, how was it for New York?
You know, it was not like that.
It was good or worse?
No, it was good. It was good.
All right. Everything how many slave Leias did you see?
None.
Yeah. None?
No, I saw pictures from that con where there are like five and six taking pictures together.
Well, if there are five, see, that's the thing is that five and six in a sea of 100,000 people, you couldn't find them. There was somebody dressed up as a weeping angel, and Rob showed me his pictures of the weeping angel. I'm like, I'm looking all over for this person. I couldn't find him.
Yeah.
Maybe
they were taking a break.
But all day. But then I saw other people with pictures of the weeping angel. I'm like, damn it. I wanted to take a picture with the weeping angel. And
Photoshop.
Yeah.
Could
do that.
All right. Well, then that's enough then. We'll end for reals.
Okay, we're on for reals.
All right. Anybody else got anything? Eric Rice on Twitter.
Yep.
Eric Rice on Twitter. Star Mike on Twitter. I'm Langley. Yep. Go Casey. What are you called?
Casey Queso. The Casey, not the cheese.
And that's it. We'll see you next
trademark.
Week. Yeah, we'll get a bumper.
Bye.
See ya.
Ooh, pepper, ooh, pepper, ooh, pepper, ooh, pepper, ooh.